Comedy Stars of Broadway. Presented by Alka-Seltzer. Your good friend Frank Drummond with his Broadway band as your host. And by special request on this transcribed program, he will present once more as his guest, Broadway's soldier of fun and fortune, Johnny Burke. But now, introducing Frank Drummond.
With a low bow to you and good evening, folks. One of Manhattan's gay spots is Ben Marden's Riviera, atop the Palisades overlooking the Hudson. So from his Riviera Follies, the boys and I open tonight's show in a dancing mood with a hit tune called I'm Happy, Darling, Dancing With You. So let's all dance, boys and girls. Tasty, my lads, very tasty. And next, from Hollywood's extravaganza about the early doings along Broadway, called The Toast of New York, we now have a choice and sweet little melody labeled The First Time I Saw You, and is to be sung now for you by those lusty citizens of Broadway and Norway, the Norsemen.
Oh, I thought was fancy free. Oh, love meant nothing to me until that grand and glorious night. Chance to come my way, you turned my night into day. It must have been love at first sight. The first time I saw you, I knew at a glance I was meant to be yours, yours alone. As I stood before you, my heart seemed to dance, and I prayed you would call me your own. When I look in your eyes, I am thrilled to the skies, and I feel like a king on a throne. The first time I saw you, I knew was meant to be yours, yours alone.
Nicely sung, boys. And now a little intermission for yours truly as I turn over the throttle to engineer Frank Gallup, who promises to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help him.
Well, here's not only the truth, but proof of the truth. I'm going to call a certain Miss Phillips to the witness stand who will read my testimony. It's in the form of a letter from Mrs. Elizabeth Neal of Dallas, Texas, who writes,
"Recently I had a dreadful cold, and having used Alka-Seltzer for other common ailments, I decided to try it for my cold. Well, I want you to know that it brought me the quickest relief I've ever obtained from a cold. And that's saying a lot because my colds are really bad."
Well, thank you very much. Now, friends, if you have never used Alka-Seltzer for colds, be sure to try it the very next time one troubles you. You'll like its pleasant taste, and you'll be amazed with the promptness in which it first relieves that dull, stuffed-up feeling and then helps correct excess acidity, so often a part of this common complaint that causes so much misery. Take Alka-Seltzer for that cold, and use it also for headaches, acid indigestion, upset stomach, and muscular aches and pains. All druggists have Alka-Seltzer in 30 and 60-cent size packages and serve it by the glass at their soda fountains. Get genuine relief, friends, the genuine Alka-Seltzer way.
Spoken like a true gentleman, Franklin, my boy. And now, folks, I bring you Johnny Burke, the fellow that made us laugh so much a few weeks ago, telling us his experiences in the Army. I take great pleasure in introducing Johnny Burke. Well, gee, it seems to be late. No, here he comes. And he's wearing the funniest looking hat I ever saw. A boy's beret.
Hello, Frank. How are you?
Well, I'm fine, John. But listen, what's the idea of the boy's hat? What are you made up for?
Frank, I wore this hat up here just to give you an idea of what I have to put up with.
Well, I don't understand you. Where'd you get it?
My wife went shopping.
Oh.
She brought this thing home and said, here's a hat that'll keep your hair from falling out. And she says, when you drive in the car, it'll keep the wind from blowing through your brains. So I wore it coming up here, and on Queens Boulevard, a motorcycle cop stopped me and says, pull over to the curb. I pulled over, and he says, what's your name? I handed him my license card, and I never said a word. He looked at it, and he says, Burke, hey? He says, that sounds Irish. Then he looked at this hat, and he says, what is this world coming to? Boy, I was boiling. I couldn't hold in. I says, look here, officer. If I've done anything, give me a ticket. My time is valuable. And Frank, he started to laugh so hard, I thought he'd bust. Then he handed me back my license, and he says, all right, go ahead. I said, wait a minute. What's the idea? What did you stop me for? And he says, I just wanted to hear what your voice sounded like with that hat on.
Well, what's the matter with your wife, John? Didn't you know that hat looked funny on you?
She don't care how anything looks on me, as long as it's cheap. That's her main idea. She heard me say the other day that I needed a hat. And I guess she figured that I might spend 90 cents, so she bought me this thing.
Oh, she's thrifty, huh?
Thrifty, Frank. If she was in the White House, she could balance the budget in a week.
Well, you know, a woman like that will save money for you.
You save money for her? Well, what's the use in saving it for me? She won't even let me look at it. Frank, when I get paid, I have to bring my envelope home without opening it. Mm-hmm. It's been so long since I saw a dollar bill that I don't know who the treasurer of the United States is. Say, just to give you an idea how fast she can think where money is concerned, mm-hmm. The other morning I told her that I may have to work late that night and wouldn't be able to go home for supper. Mm-hmm. And she says, what'll I do with the stew left over from last night? She says, tomorrow's Friday, and if I wait until Saturday to eat it, I'll have to buy a piece of ice. I said, well, why don't you buy a piece of ice? A piece of ice is a very nice thing to have around in the summertime. And she says, what, and let you waste it and make an ice water? I says, well, maybe I won't have to work. I'll phone you at noontime. And she says, well, don't you phone unless you have to work. Then when the bell rings, I'll know that you're not coming, and I won't answer the phone, and you'll get your nickel back.
Well, Johnny, that's what I call fast thinking. Is she a good cook?
A good cook, yes, but she uses the same system when she cooks. She can make more pies with less berries than any woman in the world. I call them interfere pies.
Interfere pies?
Yes, the top crust interferes with the bottom.
Well, listen, John, is your wife Scotch?
Yes, but that's no excuse. I'm Scotch myself. That's why I can't stand anybody that's stingy.
Well, didn't you know she was Scotch when you married her?
Well, no, not at first. I didn't. But I found it out about 3 months after we were engaged, and I tried to break my engagement. But she had gotten so fat, she couldn't get the ring off, and I had to marry her.
Say, John, she must be a great woman. I'd like to meet her.
Well, why don't you come down and see us sometime, Frank? We have a very nice place. We live down in Hollis, 125th Street and Jamaica Road. Mm-hmm. It's the apartment house on the corner.
I see.
Now, if you come down and the front doors are locked, all you have to do is push our button with your elbow, mm-hmm. And then we'll push a button and it'll open that door. Then when you come in, you'll see the elevator.
Yeah.
If the elevator is up, push the button with your elbow, and the elevator will come down, yeah. And you open the door and get in, and push the sixth floor button with your elbow, and...
Yeah, well, wait just a minute, John. Why all this push the button with your elbow?
Well, you're not coming empty-handed, are you?
Well, Johnny, thanks an awful lot. I don't know when I've laughed so hard. But here now is that virtuoso of the woodblocks, Harry Brewer. And he's going to exercise those many sticks of his on a novelty specialty for xylophone and orchestra that bears the tag Maple Leaf Rag. Ragged boy, ragged.
Thank you.
you tore that old rag all to pieces. And before the boys have a chance to cool off, I'm going to ask them to play a little tune that should be the theme song for this show, called Your Broadway and My Broadway, from Broadway Melody of 1938.
Friends, when you suffer with a headache, a cold, acid indigestion, upset stomach, or some other similar ailment, try the easy, pleasant Alka-Seltzer way to relief.
Pardon me, Mr. Gallup, but why not show our friends how easy Alka-Seltzer is to take?
Well, that's a swell idea. It's as simple as ABC, and just to prove my point, I want you to listen to this. A, drop an Alka-Seltzer tablet or two into a glass of water, like this. Listen. B, watch it sparkle and listen to it fizz. And C, drink the sparkling, effervescent solution this makes. You see, Miss Phillips, it's as simple as ABC. Here, drink it.
Thanks. Yes. Alka-Seltzer always tastes good.
You bet it does. And it will help you in two ways, too. You see, since this solution contains an analgesic, sodium acetyl salicylate, it brings prompt relief from your pain and discomfort. Then, because of its alkalizing properties, Alka-Seltzer helps correct excess acidity, an unnatural condition so often associated with our common ailments.
And don't forget, Mr. Gallup, to tell everyone where Alka-Seltzer tablets can be obtained.
And don't you worry, I won't. Folks, you can get them at any drugstore in 30 and 60 cent size packages, or any druggist will be glad to serve you a sparkling glass of Alka-Seltzer at his soda fountain. Pleasant relief from unpleasant ailments. That's Alka-Seltzer.
Well, Johnny Burke, I don't know which I enjoy most, your stories of your experiences in the Army or those of your experiences in matrimony.
It's the same thing, Frank.
Now, Johnny, don't tell me you're a cynic.
Well, Army or matrimony, you're in the sink most of the time, anyhow.
Well, Johnny, thanks again and come back real soon. And good people, I hope you'll have your ears glued to your radios the next time you hear...
Comedy Stars of Broadway. Presented by Alka-Seltzer.